Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, and thank you for understanding, enlightening these scriptures to us, Lord, so it can be relevant to us in our situation in every way. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is Ephesians 6. And we're speaking now about the attitude masters, bosses, or even ministers as servants of the gospel, as pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, the attitude we need. So, but we'll start off with verse 9.
Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him.
Yeah, so we can just see that, you know, leaders, bosses, in any leadership, you know, we see there's something added here. He says, stop your threatening. We should always be in the place of peace with God, and then having peace, we can give peace, and giving peace, and that is giving the goodness of God and letting our light shine, and knowing, you know, even though we might be leaders, but we all serve the living God, and that's it. He's a living God, he's present, and he's good, and we want to partake of that goodness. Amen. Because he sees everything, so we need to be in the light as he's in the light. But then as it says here, verse 9, and that masters do the same to them. So he's given us a whole lot of things that we need to do as servants, as workers, under authority. But now he says to the masters, they must do the same. So we need to go back. We go back to verse 5. My sweetie, just read verse 5.
Bond servants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ.
Amen. So yeah, just as when we're serving, that's our attitude. But then the masters, we exactly the same. We all need to be in tune with our heavenly master with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, because we're serving him. And then it goes on.
Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
Okay, so there you could see that's also for the leaders. You know, we serve God to serve man. So God is number one because he knows the best. And so we've always got to make sure we're in the will of God. That's why it's not in the will of God when we're threatening and we're fighting and, you know. And so it goes to James, the last chapter. It speaks there a lot about the rich, you know, the masters. And it just says that, you know, they need to humble themselves, because if we don't humble ourselves, we can't partake of God. So that's what it's all about. So there's more things here that he says here. Carry on.
Rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he's a bond servant or is free.
So there. You see, we've got to do everything according to the will of God and with a good will. So it's you know, in our work situation, in our leadership situation, we've got to stay prayerful, stay mindful of God, and keep your lamps burning and have that extra oil so that you can give and bring a light into the situation. As leaders, many times you need to work with difficult situations. But whatever has been put on your plate, the Lord has allowed it. So you go to the Lord for leading and help to overcome the situation, because you're serving God. So when everyone is serving God, there should be a beautiful fragrance. Everyone should be growing. And you actually tutoring your people under you, the workers, to also walk in the footsteps of Jesus and go on to be bosses, to be as God would have you, to be everything God made you, because we are all here for a unique destiny and purpose, and we're there to encourage each other. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.